just an ordinary thing that you fry eggs in.
Mm-hmm. Skillet.
Sometimes uh-huh. a spider.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And let's see, I don't think I asked you about the part above the fireplace.
We had a mantle.
What you kept on it?
Well, things that, we had a clock up there, for one thing, a striking clock. And I can't remember what else we did have up there.
And lamps up there.
Yes, lamps. That's where we had our lamps sitting up there.
And how about what was the solid place?
The hearth.
What was that made of? Came out?
Concrete and bricks.
Brick,
I believe, uh-huh.
Yeah. And the stuff that collected up in the chimney?
The soot.
Uh-huh. And did you ever remember your grandmother saying anything about using the ashes of the fireplace in the kitchen for anything?
Mm-hmm. Made hominy.
Mm-hmm. And how about, would they bake anything in the ashes?
You mean the hot ashes? Well, that's mm-hmm. what I was talking about a while ago with the...
They keep it in the oven.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear of ash cake or...
Whole cake, Johnny cake, whole cake, I think is what we called it.
And that would be baked in the ashes or not? Apparently ash cake is like a whole cake, except they put it in the ashes and cover it over.
Uh-huh.
And it would have a kind of special flavor that mm-hmm. they seemed to relish. And how about, what did you milk into? What did you use when you milked the cows?
Well, in later years, I believe we just used gallon syrup buckets earlier, but in later years, my mother had a special aluminum bucket, and she would milk in a little steer, about a quart, I guess, and a little handle on it, and she'd milk in that, and then she'd pour it up into this bigger bucket.
Oh, I see.
And that way, she said, if the cow kicked her, or cow kicked it, she wouldn't lose it all. She'd just lose a little bit at the time.
I see. What did you keep water in?
We had a water bucket. In the kitchen, we had a little what we call the wash stand. I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
We had a water bucket and a dipper and a wash pan mm-hmm. on that.
What was that bucket made of? Wooden?
No, it was granite.
It was?
Now, I believe that his mother had a wooden bucket.
You had a cedar.
Cedar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think ours was granite, though.
And what do you do with scraps from the table? Did you have a.
Well, the hogs got them and the chickens got them. We didn't have any problem back then.
And what did you keep them in before you took them out?
We had what we called a slop bucket.
And that was in the pantry?
It was behind the kitchen stove.
Behind the stove. Mm-hmm.
Even the dishwater went in there.
While I'm thinking about it, how did you feed the hogs? What did you pour it? Pour it from the slop bucket into what?
Into a trough.
Uh-huh.
It was it too was V-shaped. I made out about 12-inch planks.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, stopped up at each end. That was called the hog trough.
Did you ever know of anybody who used a hollow log? And
yes, uh-huh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
For a trough. Mm-hmm. And the cups that you used from, you say you had a dipper?
We had a dipper. Uh-huh. Everybody used the same dipper.
What was the dipper made of?
Well, ours was granite. What was yours?
I guess it was. I don't remember we had a wooden dipper.
Sometimes people use gourds.
Yeah, they use gourds.
Yes, I was.
I believe at one time we had a gourd dipper. I believe our gourd dipper hung out by the well.
You keep it out of the well.